much. Thank you. Okay, we're up to Perek Chavbeis, the end of Perek Chavbeis. We have to do the Rashi and the Radak of the last few Psukim, starting with Pasuk Chaf Ches. So let's review very quickly the text. Pasuk Chaf Ches, Ha'etzev Nivze Nofut So'ish Hazek Kon Yohu. Okay, if we have three different terms, is this man, well, we'll translate the words backwards, is this man whose name is Kon Yohu, which we learned is a derogatory reference to Yehoyachin, the son of Yehoyakim, is he a pathetic, despised, shattered person? Is this what it was meant to be? Was it meant to be, hi Dennis, you're back, is it meant to be over here that this person should be all three? Pathetic, etzav means sad. Nivze is despised, enough is to shatter. Ish hazeh kon yahu im kli ein chefetz bo. Is he like a utensil which no one wants to use? You go to a store, so first, you know, they charge you full price, then they see no one buys, so then it's already, then they have a sales, 20% off, 30% off, half price, and then they have it for 99 cents, and then they say, you know what? If we'll just take it for free, get rid of it. You could have it for free. Just take it. And guess what? No one even wants to take it for free. That's how bad it is. You're a chefet, you're a kli, ein chefet spo. Madur chutlu hu bezara. Why has it come about such a horrible thing that he and his children have been chutlu, have been cast aside? The hushluchu ala aretz, had they have been cast, they have been thrown, hurled to a land, asher lo yodohu, which they never knew of before. Pasuk Lamed, and it's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed, we have the word three times, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, this land, which we learned yesterday, according to the Mitzvot, means this land, which is the ultimate land, the super-duper land, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shimu Devar Hashem, Koyama Hashem, Kisu Eso Ish HaZeh, Ariri, write about this person, Yehoyachin, that he will be ariri, he will die without children. Gever lo yitzlach biyamav, he will be a man that will not succeed in his days. Kilo yitzlach, mizaro ish yoshev al kitzei David u'moshel oid by Yehuda. There will not be a man from his seed that will be successful, that will sit upon the throne any longer in Yehuda. Okay, let's see these psukim in Rashi. Rashi pasik chof ches. Rashi ha'etzev nivze. Okay, so the hey is the hey hatamia. The hey is the question mark. Ha'etzev nivze. Was it meant to be? Was it meant to be that this man tamia who? It's a question. Shema tsura nishbar v'nivze ha'ish hazeh. Is this man a tsura, a form that is broken, that is despised? To ish hazeh, this man shehushlach me'al ponai, that has been cast from before me, she'in chefetz bo, which no one has any desire for. Now he's going to translate the words backwards. First he translates, what does it mean the word, no, there are three words. Etzev nivze nofutz. Now I translated yesterday and now I translate the word etzev to mean sadness, which I explained to mean a pathetic person. So first he says nofutz means nishbar, broken, kamo kli yoitzer tinap tzeim. Now, v'acherim higiu ha'etzev k'moy ho'atzavim. Now, here he's. Now I tried in preparation to understand what these words of Rashi means. I don't really have clarity, but what I think he's trying to say is the word etzev to other people higiu ho'etzev to other people it arrives sadness k'moy ho'atzavim. And then he says, "Ma'atzim es hakatan b'mesach the Shabbos kolaymar ha'aton nivze v'nafutz beinecho ka'olil katan shema'atzvin oiso." Are you so despised and shattered in your eyes, like a child shema'atzvin oiso? And what does it mean, shema'atzvin oiso, a child? Now I always thought that meant in Masechta Shabbos that on Shabbos a child are you allowed to push the limbs into the sockets? Sometimes due to the trauma of birth, the sockets of the baby, they come, the limbs come out of their sockets. So there's a question, is it binyan? On Shabbos, are you allowed to do the medical procedure of take the limbs of the baby and push them firmly into their sockets? It seems like this is not, it's not critical, it's not something which is absolutely necessary, and doing this on Shabbos may involve an inyan of refuah that's not necessary, or maybe it's called binyan, or it's makeh bepatish, and the Gemara rejects all of those opinions and says no, ma'atzvin, you're allowed to, I always thought the man was, you're allowed to insert the limbs into their sockets. But over here it seems like he's translating it different. Ma'atzvin means a child that, maybe a child that's in this state, an infant that comes out of the mother's womb, is a pathetic creature. It's pathetic. It can't do anything on its own. It needs someone to take care of it. It needs someone to feed it, to clean up after it. And it causes other people sadness. It does. I mean, people are very happy to have a child. So I'm not exactly sure what he means, but in the big picture of things, an infant relative to an adult is a pathetic creature. It can't do anything on its own. And it seems that Rashi here is borrowing from that piece of Gemara, Ma'atzvin es hatinoik. You are Ma'atzvin es hatinoik. And it's saying over here, that's what it means over here in this pasuk as well. Ha'etzev nivze nafut, so you, Yehoyachin, was it meant to be for you to be a pathetic person for whom you need, someone needs to care for you and someone needs to feed you because you can't do anything on your own, just like an infant cannot take care of itself. So we read the words again, the Rashi says, Vacherim higiu ha'etzev. To other people, they are recipients of sadness. Kemoho atzavim. Atzavim is also a term which refers to an idol. An idol is an atzavim because it brings frustration and sadness to the people that worship the idol. They have great expectations that the idol will be influential, will be helpful in helping them achieve their desires. And then when they realize that nothing has changed, they're very distraught. They are very frustrated. They are sad. So a child, to other people, it arrives etzef when they are associated and deal with this object. And here again, ma'atzines hakatan b'masechta Shabbos, which means you can. I think it means you take care of the child. And when an adult takes care of a child, it's exhausting to change the diapers and feed the baby and stay up the entire night. To a child that is helpless, the parents, they are the ones that are the recipients of sadness because they have to work so hard in order to take care of the child. So kloimar, so when we take those ideas, those expressions that are found by a child, and it's found by an avodah zarah, and we inject them here into this pasuk, and we refer to Yehoyachin, we are explaining that Yehoyachin, you are the cause of sadness for other people. When other people look upon you, other people have to deal with you, they're frustrated and they're saddened that you can be to them of no assistance. So, are you despised and broken in your own eyes like a child that is a source of much sadness for the adults?
It's really not, that's not how it's translated.
Okay, how is it translated?
As a small infant who is being swaddled.
Right, so that's what I told you. That's what I told you. I don't know.
And his note, yeah. And his annotation of this is that it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Oh,
this piece.
Something is missing over here. Okay, something is missing.
Yeah.
Now, there's no question about it. The word ma'atzvin etzev is the word the Gemara chooses. Like I told you, swaddle. That's the great word. In Masechta Shabbos, ma'atzvin es hatinoik means when a baby is born, you are permitted to do what they did in ancient times, a medical procedure, to press the limbs firmly into the sockets. Due to the trauma of childbirth, the limbs can be dislodged from their sockets. And by pushing them into their sockets, the Gemara is bringing up a question that maybe this is a malacha of binyan or a malacha of makeh bepatish, or maybe a type of refuah that is not necessary on Shabbos, which generally we do not allow refuah that's not necessary to be done on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, no, there is no binyan ba'adam, there's no makeh bepatish ba'adam, and there's no shaila refuah, this can be done on Shabbos. Now, that's the word ma'atzvin, to swaddle. However, it appears...
Actually, there is a connection between swaddling and dislocated joints. Some babies are born with what's called a hip dislocation. And when you swaddle, you actually push back the hip
into place, into the sockets.
There's a connection between the two.
Between, right. When you swaddle it, right, so when you hug it, when you hug it and you wrap it...
Swaddling is
Wrapping. Right, when you wrap your body or your hands or material around the baby, so you're pushing the things. But what the word etzev, the shorish of the word me'atzvin, is sadness, etzev. That is clearly a word that is clearly used in reference to idols. An idol is called atzavim because the people who worship the idols are sad when they realize that their hopes and aspirations have not come true, have not been fulfilled due to the worshipping of the idol. So the question over here is, what in the world over here is going on when the Rashi is taking over here this word ma'asmes hakatan and applying it over here to this pasuk? So it seems that there's another interpretation of the ma'asmes hakatan, the fact that this word is used in reference to a child, because a child is a source of sadness to some degree to the adults, to the parents, to the nurses that need to take care of the baby, because the baby is helpless. They're not talking about an emotional high and hope and a spiritual yearning of what will become of the child. Right now, when the baby is born, the parents have to stay up the entire night, round the clock, caring for the baby. Why can't this little creature take care of itself? Why can't it feed itself? Why can't it clean itself? That's the reality. The reality is it can't. So the people who are involved in the caring for a child are sad, because they have to work very, very hard, and they get at this point in time nothing in return. So here, they're exhausted. It's not
stressful.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. I really don't know. But he's saying over here when he tells us what it means. He says, look at the words one more time. The acherim after the dibur hamaskel nafutz. Jump down one line. He begins. The acherim higiu ha'etzev. To other people, it comes sadness. Kimoho atzavim, like idols. Idols are something which cause the worshipper's sadness. And then he quotes a piece of words, an expression, the atzvin es hakotan b'mesecht Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says kloimar. Every time it says kloimar, kloimar means do not take these words literally. We're going to inject interpretation. Ha'ata nivzev v'nofutz. Are you yoyochin? Are you despised? Are you shattered? B'yeinecha, in your own eyes. Ke'oilel katan, like an infant. Shema atzvin oiso. What does that mean? You swaddle it? Ein ze kedai. It's not fitting. Okay, more than that, I don't know. That's the best I can do with what I have at hand. All right, next words of Rashi. Rashi says, Chutlu, you, Yehoyachin, are going to be cast. Hushluchu, you're going to be thrown overboard. L'shoyin hashlocha she'en lo'y tekuma. Hashlocha means you will not be able to rise up once again. Once you're thrown down, once you are put down, you will no longer rise up. Once you are exiled to Babel, you will never return to Eretz Yisrael. Kimo ki'ipol lo yutol. If you fall, then ki'ipol lo yutol, you will not be taken. You will not be restored. Peg pasuk chavtes. Eretz, Eretz, Oretz. It says here in the pasuk three times the word Eretz. Now, first he's quoting here the Targum. The Targum says the three words do not mean like the Mitzudas, it means the ultimate holy land. It means three different expressions. Me'artsoi gola el eretz acheretz. The first eretz means you have been exiled from Eretz Yisrael. The second eretz means to, the destination to the golos. Oretz. And then the third time it says Oretz, that really is the beginning of a new expression. Now this does not fit well with the Ta'amei HaMikra and with the Komatz. So Eretz, Eretz. The first two times is you're going to go from Eretz Yisrael to the Eretz Bavel. Period. Put a hard period, which really would say Eretz, Oretz. Right? Isn't that what you'd say? Eretz, Oretz. Period. Hard break. New paragraph. Eretz, well, we have it. Eretz, Shimu Dvar Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, I have a message for you. I'm speaking to the land of Eretz Yisrael. I have a message. What is my message? Koyamar Hashem. And that leads into the next pasuk.
Well, why is he just snapped
onto the thing? Einoch what Rashi, what the Targum says, does not fit with the Tamei HaMikra. Well, absolutely, and it not only does not fit, the Komatz does not belong there. You should have a Komatz.
That's even more.
You should have a Komatz after the second one. It should be Eretz Oretz. Period. And now we should say Eretz with a segol, Eretz Shimu Devar Hashem.
Really,
Okay, so but this is Rashi's now. This is really these are not really Rashi's words. This is really what the Targum says. This is what is called in the Targum: Eretz Segala, El Eretz Acheres. Period. Now the Eretz Yisrael Shimei Devar Hashem. I have a message to relate to you. Period. Okay, that is the Targum. Now Rashi has a drush. Dovar Acher. Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, Eretz, Shehu, Eretz, Shebe, Aratzo, Shete, Hoiso, Chashuvo, Shebe, Kulon. This is what the Mitzudos taught us yesterday. The tripling of the word Eretz is an indication of Chashivos. There is no land like the land of Eretz Yisrael. And it's a very great tragedy that what is about to come upon you, what is about to come, that Eretz, Shimei Devar Hashem. I have a message to deliver to the greatest land in the world, Eretz Yisrael.
This is according to the
Shah. That's according to the
Eretz.
Eretz
Aratz.
What do you mean, Aratz? Sounds good.
Eretz.
What are you trying to say?
Eretz, the land.
Yeah.
Eretz Aratz, the land of land.
You're saying it fits in with the Tommy
Mikra. Yeah, of course, because you have three times. Yeah, Eretz. Eretz. What does it say over here? Eretz, Oretz. Right, Eretz, Oretz. All right. We have to ask Pesach Oretz. Tell us what this means. All right, Dovrach, our third interpretation, Rashi, Eretz Yisrael. Why Eretz Yisrael is comprised of three different sections? What are they? Shalosh Arotzos Hayuba Yehuda Eiver Hayarden VeHagolil. Yehuda is the southern section. Eiver Hayarden is the eastern section. VeHagolil is the northern section.
Isn't Shomron between Yehuda and the northern?
Shomron,
in Samaria. Yehuda and Galil don't exactly meet. You have Yehuda, then you have.
Well, that's modern day. That's modern day Israel. Modern day, but ancient Israel had three major sections. And where do you have this? We have this in Masechta Gittin. Okay, the beginning of Masechta Gittin. So a person brings a get in Medinas Hayom. You have to say b'fonai nechtam, and then the Gemara has a discussion. What happens if you bring a get from the Galil to Yehuda? Yehuda and the Galil, Eiver Hayarden, the Gemara has a discussion among the different sections of Eretz Yisrael itself. Do you need to say b'fonai nichta, b'fonai nechtam? So from the Gemara, from Daf Yomi, maybe you're more familiar with this concept that Eretz Yisrael is divided into three parts. He quotes here, over here in the article, another very beautiful interpretation, why it says here three times the word Eretz, because in the history of the world, the land was given to three Balei Batim. That when Hashem created the world, who did He allow to possess the land for the very first time? The Canaanim, the seven nations of Canaan. They occupied, they possessed, they took Eretz Yisrael. And then when Klal Yisrael came out of the desert, after 40 years in the desert, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem said, it's now your turn to have Eretz Yisrael. It's the first Rashi in Chumash. Why did he begin with Bereshis? To teach us, Koyach Masav Higiliyamo. Hashem gave the land to whom He wanted, and Hashem removed them because of their sins and gave it to us. Unfortunately, after living there for 850 years, v'noishantem ba'aretz, we were no longer worthy to live in the land. And who was the land given to? It was given to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had Kenshlita, and they took control. So we lost the land, and we really never got it back 100%. The Oile Bavel only conquered a small amount of what used to be the real Eretz Yisrael, and the major good chunk of Eretz Yisrael is still in the hands of the Umayis Ha'olam. Even Ad Hayom Hazeh, parts of Eretz Yisrael which are biblical lands of Eretz Yisrael are not under our authority. And even what's under our authority, we all know there's so much pressure and so much control from the Umayis Ha'olam. Now we don't have a free hand to do there whatever we want. So therefore, that's what the Chazal say. It says the word three times: Eretz, Eretz, Oretz. Because so far, when Yirmiyah is writing this, he's referring to the three different stages in who possesses the land. First the Canaanim, then us, and then in Galus, it's under the authority of the Umay Soilam. Ultimately, we will come back to us again. So Sach HaKol, we take away four different interpretations of Eretz. There's really going to be more. So we have the summary for the end from the Radak. So let's now go to the next words of Rashi. Gever Shalo Yitzchak B'Yamav Kasvuhu. Now I don't know what he means with this. Write about him. I want you to write about. What does Rashi have to say? Anyone have any ideas of what this Rashi means? Kasvuhu. Write about him that he is a person, or maybe the word kasvu is leading into the next Rashi.
Kisvu. It's the next possible.
Oh, kisvu. Lamed. It's leading into Pasuk Koyama Hashem. Kisvu. I didn't realize that. Okay. So I want you to write about this man, Yehoyachin, that he'll be an ish, that's lo yitzlach. He's a lo yitzlach biyamav. Kisvu, this is what the word kisvu is referring to. Okay, let's see the Radak. The Radak, starting with Pasuk Chof Ches. Ha'etzev nivze. So first we have some grammar. Ha'hei, the hey that begins, ha'etzev is not part of the shoresh, it is a hey hatamiya. Hey hasha'ela. It is a question. A question of she'elah. That's why there's a patach. Ha, etzev. Omar, what does he mean to say? Im kin yahu hu kimoy etzev nivzeh. Was kin yahu, Yochan, meant to be a person that is sad, that is pathetic, and is despised? The etzev hu min ho atzavim shuhu shem litzlamim. The word etzev comes from the word atzavim, which is the name of an idol. And why is it called? And why is it called sadness? Because it brings sadness and shame to the people that worship it. The etzev hu nivze, it's this an idol. It's something which is despised. And it's thrown into the garbage by a person who recognizes that it's not worth anything. Ain boy to Ellis, it has no value. Mashlech oisoy mishaber, so you throw it into the garbage and you break it. Vezesh amar, that's why it says nafutz. Kamoy v'nafutz hakadim, to shatter the pitchers. Ki behashlech oisoy makli yishaver, when you throw the clean to the garbage, it breaks. V'yisnapzu shavarov, v'yispazju, its pieces shatter and it is dispersed. V'chein klish ein chevitzbo, likewise, a utensil that has no value. Yashlichu ha'adam chutz mibes, so you throw it into the garbage. Chutlu is a similar word to kamo hushluchu. V'chu v'zaro, they will be cast away. He Yehoyachin and his children. V'ine, he was so. The Radak asked the question that we discussed yesterday. But what are you talking about? He does not have children. We have no record at this point in time when he went into Galus that Yehoyachin has children. V'ine ha'yolo. Zera, I'm sorry, he's asking a different question. He's asking a question, what does this pasuk over here mean? But don't we know that he did have children when he went into Galus? How can the pasuk then say that he's going to be Ariri? V'hinei hoyle zer begalusoy, v'harei omar lov Ariri. So we have a problem. Hashem is making a shvua that it'll be Ariri. And yet we do find that he had children. The Efsher, the answer is, so he is giving over here two different answers. The Efsher hoyle bonim l'tseis v'begoyla, umei subavel. So first it says over here that maybe it says over here when he's asking, I'm sorry, I'm going in circles. It starts over here by saying that he has Vizaroi, and then it says Ariri. So if it says here Zaroi, that he and his children will go into exile, how can it then say that the curse is going to be Ariri? Ariri only applies to a person that does not yet have children. He will remain without having children. But if he's starting out having children, then you can't go use the word term Ariri. So the answer is no, a person can revert back into being Ariri if his children die in his lifetime. V'yev sheshohayu loy banim b'tzeisa b'goylo meisu b'bav nidoyin in Bavel v'hinei hu ariri v'kofal hu inyin v'amar hushtuchu achasham hudlu. Fine, then he goes on to another point. Why is the repetition? It says hudlu, it says hud, it says hushtuchu, it's hudlu. V'inyin echad, it's not a question. L'chasek hadover, this poetic repetition in order to strengthen the matter. Ki kein derech hamikul l'chvot hu inyin d'milu shonis l'chasek hadover. It's very common to have repetition. So here the Radak at least has taught us this yisoid, that when it says over here v'zar, and then it says Ariri, we learn about some horrifying event that Yehoyachin indeed had children in Eretz Yisrael. They went down with him to Golus 11 years before the Churban, and they died there. And then he would have been cursed to be Ariri, if not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind and was Shoyel on the Neder. Okay, now we go to Eretz, Eretz, Eretz. Kvar kosafti b'pasuk heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, heichal Hashem, ma'asheh perash boi Adoni Avi Zichronu Levrach. And then there, you go look back in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet, there the Radak quoted his father, and he said that the reason why, a very beautiful drush, the reason why it says Eretz, Eretz, Eretz here, is a response, Hashem's response to Klal Yisrael's attitude of Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. So review, there back in Perek Zion, Klal Yisrael said, we don't have to worry, we can do all of the sins that we want to our heart's desire, and nothing will happen, because Hashem will never do the unimaginable. Hashem will never destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It's true, Hashem will cause us to suffer, there will be starvation, the economy will not be strong, and we'll have problems, but when push comes to shove, we always can do tshuva, we'll go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring a carbon fast, and say we're sorry, and everything will be fine. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. The abode of Hashem will be here forever. Hashem says, you're making a big mistake. I'm going to do the unfathomable, the impossible. And that's what it begins. Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, Shimi Devar Hashem, Koy Amar Hashem, Kiswa Leish Hazeh, Ariri, your king will be Ariri, he'll die, he'll go into Golos, and V'chulu, V'chulu, and it really goes on to say, Pasuk Peruch of Gimel, you know, these prokim are broken up by the Goyim. These are not the real true chapter breaks. They really, this Pasuk leads into the next theme, the next parasha, of Hoy Royim Me'abdim, the next Pasuk, U'mefitzim Esoy. Now we see, the pasuk goes on to say, I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to exile you and scatter you among the nations of the world. So the Radak's father says this beautiful Jewish, if you look at this pasuk independently, you're not going to understand why it says the word Eretz three times. But when you connect this pasuk to Perek Zayin, Hashem is responding word for word. You say, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. I say back to you, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, Shimu, Dvar Hashem, I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to bring Churban, and the land is going to come to an end. It is a response. And that's why it's Zeh, Le'uma Zeh. Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is always your shadow. But wherever you do, Hashem will behave, Hashem will respond in a like manner.
Why is there really a sound? Really is... Everything's flowing.
You're right, I don't know. It's a very tough question. It's a tough question. Why is there a parasha stuma here, a chapter? I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting to see, like we mentioned before, in the Aleppo Codex, there are a lot of changes. Aleppo Codex, the parasha stumos and psuchos are very different than the tradition. So it would be very curious to see in Yirmiyah, like something like this, what is to be found in the Aleppo Codex, if there is over here a parasha stuma, or not, because that's one of the very that there are a lot of that's what they say there are a lot of psuchos and stumos that are different in the Aleppo Codex versus what we have as tradition. Okay, let's continue. Eretz, 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 back to Pasuk of Tesn, Radak, Kvar, Kvar, Kosafti, Bepasuk, Bepasuk, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, and Le'el, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Dalet. Ma'ashe Perash, Boy, Adoini, Avi, Zichroinu, Levrach, Avi, Tochen, Lefarish, Kiyakofa, Lechazuk, Inyin, and Radak says, but if you want to learn Pshat, simple interpretation, so he's saying what Rashi in the Mitzvah says, it means to strengthen the matter. I have a very important message, and I want to address this very holy and exceptionally beautiful land. It's very common to have the Navi say, repeat the word twice, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, like that. Pam b'sholosh, kam pam b'sholosh, b'shtei milos. Sometimes there is a... sometimes two words, sometimes three words. And now he gives examples. For example, b'shtei milos, kimo, kol ha-korev, ha-korev. Anyone that comes close, the word is repeated. Nachamu, nachamu ami, ve-hadoimim, period. Ve-hadoimim lohem, period. U-v-sholosh milos, what does it mean over here, sholosh milos? Kamo Eretz, Eretz, Oretz. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. Avo, 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 asimena, I will bring destruction. Yechezkel. When it says that Hashem is speaking to the land is not here. It means to the people living in the land. Sharei Amar Kisvu. It says you shall write. Likewise, it doesn't mean it doesn't mean when there was a famine in the end of Shemos, end of Bereshis. It doesn't mean that the land it walked. It means the people of the land. They descended to Mitzrayim to buy bread. The Yonasan Tirgame, and now he quotes the Targum Yonasan, which is what Rash, which is what Rashi began with. The three words Eretz means Me'are Igluhi, I will exile him from Eretz Yisrael. That's the source. La'ara Uchri, to another land, to Golis, to Bavel. And then the third time it says the word Oretz, that is really the beginning of a new sentence. Ara di Yisrael kabilu piskama da Hashem, listen to my words. So we take out of this five interpretations for the word Eretz, Eretz, Oretz. The first is l'chazei ko'inyan, super duper deluxe, a land that's unique. The second interpretation is there are three lands. There is Golil, Yehuda, and Eder Hayarden. Third interpretation is the Targum. You're going to go to exile from Eretz Yisrael to an Eretz that's strange to you. And then we begin a new sentence. Eretz, listen to what I have to say. Fourth interpretation is it corresponds to the three, we're calling Eretz Yisrael triple, to refer to the three Ba'olim of Eretz Yisrael. The Canaanim, who were the original owners. The second is Klal Yisrael. And the third is the Umois Ha'olam until the coming of Mashiach. And the last interpretation is from the Radak, the fifth interpretation from the father of the Radak, Eretz, Eretz, Oretz, is a response to the chutzpah of Klal Yisrael that said we can do whatever we want because Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. So at least we learned that. Five Mahalchim to Fataych, the tripling of the word Eretz. Pasik Lamit, Koyama Hashem Kisu Zatzibu Kitsibu Re'e Reach Beni, this is Soilu Solu, Paver Road, the Hadoimim. Kisu is an expression of a command. Hashem is commanding Yirmiyah to write. All the Nevi'im, the only one, I'm not mistaken, that was told to write things down was Yirmiyah. He was a big writer. I don't think you find by Yeshaya and Yechezkel, I don't think you find, if I'm not mistaken, you don't find by them they were told to write. Yirmiyah later, we're coming to a lot more, he's going to be told to do a lot of writing. Yeah?
It's kind of like saying about an event that has not happened yet. You can go on the record.
This was not so. Once it's in writing, also if you do a ma'isa, it cannot be undone. Whenever a navi, his words are solidified through a ma'isa, that becomes a point beyond return. There's no way it can be undone.
There's no school in the level.
Oh yeah.
There is no school
in the. How do you know? You looked it up already. Online. Wow. So it's takado stum in this section of
it. Before Perikov, actually they say it's a psucha before Perikov, Pasukov Ches, and then at the end, there's the lava, there's also a psucha.
Pasukov Ches, at the very end.
Yeah. And then after lama, they also say it's a psucha.
After lama. But there is no stuma here.
It doesn't seem to be a stuma.
Okay, so you see that right here. See that? That's interesting. Where's the nafkamina? The people they buy today. Today, I told you in Eretz Yisrael today, there's a machlekes. There's a fifth. What I've heard, it's 50-50. When they commission the sefer to write neviim. So, do you write it like the way we have it here in the art scroll, or in your editions, where is a stuma, or you follow the Aleppo Codex? If I'm not mistaken, of Chaim Kanievsky, his opinion that you should follow the Aleppo Codex. He holds that our Mesorah that we have today for Nevi'im is very weak. It's very shvach. It's very weak, and therefore if you have something which appears to be authentic, you should go for it. And I think of Eliashiv, I think he disagreed. If I'm not mistaken, he said, tradition tradition. You have to follow what we have today. New Vilepo Codex. It's Akasha. It's Takakasha. What's going on? But you can't dismiss the fact that for probably 1,000 years, the Seferim who have been writing Yirmiyah have put here a Parsha Stuma at this point. Okay, Ariri. Let's go to Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk, the next words in Pasuk Lamed is Ariri. Okay, so he's telling us over here that I'm really going to, he's just going back to what he said before. If he had children, they're going to die. If he doesn't have children, he will not have children. He will not be successful. His entire life, he's going to be a captive. Now, we know that was not true. At the end of his life, he was released from prison upon the death of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar died. It was 37 years later since he was in exile. His son Evel Meroidach released Yehoyachin from prison and put him on the welfare system, put him on a stipend. Kilo Yitzlach, the Gamze lo tiye lo hatzlacha sheyeh mizarei Moshe lo Yehuda. And according to the original curse, there's a second curse that it will not come from his descendants a new leader in Klal Yisrael. V'hinei Zerubbabel shoy. Now, along comes Radak. We discussed this yesterday. Radak says, really? Let's go check out the history. Let's do a fact checker. Let's see what it says over here in the history books. It says that Zerubbabel was indeed the very first king of the Bnei of the Goyla. When they returned, they built a Bayis Sheni. But Zerubbabel was at least the grandson, maybe even the son, or maybe the great-grandson of Yehoyachin. V'hainei Zerubbabel Shoye ben Benayah, who was his grandson, Hayim Moshe Yehuda, Elo K'mo Yisham Rabbeinu Zichron Levracha. This is what we learned, She'asa Teshuva Bebeis HaAsurim. He did Teshuva in prison. Amud Rabbi says, "Levracha gedoyla teshuva, very appropriate for Chodesh Elul. Shemekaraas gezar dinay sheladam, it destroys the gezar din shnemar kisu. Look what's going on here. Hashem said even to write, Eso ish hazeh ariri, he will die childless. V'kevos is a teshuva nepach loy gezar din letoiva va'amaloy. Hashem said." I'm going to take Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, my servant, the Samticha, I'm going to put him, to set him, kachoisam, as a signet ring, or as a etched into my flesh. Ki v'cha in you v'charti. V'yoyd amru. Why was his sins forgiven? Because of Golos, the Tsar, and the struggle of Golos is a kapara. Shenemar kiswa seisha zazeriri v'vosar the Golos sibei v'nei yichanya asir shaltiel b'no. And that's all in Sefer Yirmiyah. And as we mentioned yesterday, Chazal tell us that all of these names, Asir and Shaltiel, are references to Hashem. Hashem, Asir means I made an Isser. Asir comes from the word Issur. I made a prohibition. I made a Shavua that this man will die childless. But Sho'al Kel. Shaltiel means Hashem comes with Shoal. Hashem went to the Bezer Shalmaila and he was Shoyel on his Shavua. He annulled the Shavua and allowed him to have children. And that's why his name was Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel was the Melech, the acting king, when they returned 70 years later to rebuild the Bayis Sheni. Okay, so this concludes this section. Now we go to Pasuk Perikov Gimel. Hoy, Hashem is complaining. Royim, woe on the shepherds, me'abdim, u'mefitzim, esoin marisin, Hashem. I'm complaining over here about the evil. The Royim here refers to the Nevi'ei Sheker. They're like shepherds who have destroyed and have scattered my sheep of pasture, so says Hashem. Pasuk Beis, Lochem Koyma Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Hashem says, I'm going to give a special punishment, deliver a special punishment to the shepherds, to the Nevi'ei Sheker. Al Horoyim Horoyim Esami. So says Hashem concerning the shepherds who pasture my nation, Esami. Atem you hafit soisem esoine. You have scattered my sheep. You've been negligent. You have allowed my sheep to be scattered, to disappear. Vatadichum. You've pushed them away. V'loy fikadetem oisam, you did not visit them. You did not inquire upon them. Now here's very important. The word fikadetem is being used when the commentators say it's a select word, because what is a leader supposed to do? The leader is supposed to follow in the words of the very first leader of Klal Yisrael, who was Moshe Rabbeinu, Pokoid Pokadeti Eschem. This was the code words that Moshe Rabbeinu used to indicate that he is the Moshion Shel Yisrael. Pokoid Pokadeti, I remember you. In those words lie the role and the nature of a leader, to remember Klal Yisrael. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to criticize the leaders that they did not succeed, they did not fulfill their mission, Hashem selected specifically these words. V'loy pikadetem, my son. You did not visit them, you did not remember them, meaning you did not fulfill the directive of every leader of pokoid pokadeti. Therefore, mida keneged mida, hinini. I, Hashem, says, I will visit upon you your evil deeds, so says Hashem. Let's see these two psukim in the Mefarshim, Pasuk Alpha, Hoyroim, Yesh lehisoinein, a Hashem, Masim, Abdim of Mufazrim, Esha'am, Lechas, Koyla, Biarzois, Oyvehem. Hoy means an expression of mourning. We have to mourn over the evil deeds of these leaders who have caused my people to be destroyed and scattered in Golas. Tsoin Mari Si, the sheep of my pasture, Haim Yisrael, Shani Lohem Leroyeh, Hashem is the ultimate shepherd. Pasuk Beis, Atem Hafitz, I send you my leaders, the evil leaders, have scattered. Ritzon Eloimar, Ba'avoy Nechem, due to your sins, Nifziru Bein Ho'akum, they have been scattered among the nations, the Nitchu Bi'artzoy Sa'oyev, and they have been pushed out in the lands of the enemy. V'loy Pekadetem Oysam, Lo Hish Gif Hishkachtem Alehem Lisyash Lehaishiram Bederech Hayashar. You do not pay attention to them to guide them on the Derech Hayashar. Therefore, as a punishment, I will remember your sins and punish you. Poikid Alechem Eskar Alechem Rema Asechem Lachashiv Alechem Gmul, to punish you. Let's see Rashi Pasig Aleph Hoyroim Malcha Yehuda. He's referring it to the kings. Came the shepherds here are the leaders, which are the kings. I told you it means the Diyah Sheker, but he says it means the kings. Pasuk Beis Loi Pekadim Asam Lo Nizhartem L'Shoimram. You were not careful to guard them. Radak.
See, Dad, we have
Pekod. Well, Pekod is a very general word. Pekod can mean to remember.
So the first one, I think it means you didn't fulfill the role which you were appointed to. Like, now, you didn't take care of the people, meaning pakod, meaning you were chosen to carry out a certain role,
and you failed in that role.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see the Radak. Hoy Royim, Omar al Malche Yehuda Horoim, upon the evil kings of Yehuda. That includes Yehoyakim, Yehoyachaz, and Yehoyachin. These are the, and also you could say also partially on Tzidkiyahu, the four last evil kings. Omar Lohem, Hoy, Woe, Me'abdim, Umifitzim, you have destroyed and you have scattered. It used to be that I was the shepherd, and when they would listen to my voice, V'yachar sheyisem atem royim oisam. Now that you have taken over, you have shepherded them. Nahaktem oisam derechua. You have guided them along an evil path. V'ibadetem v'hafitz oisam oisam begolus. You have destroyed them and you have caused them to be scattered in exile. L'chein therefore lo yifkartem oisam lo yishkachtam aleihem ano. Where they are, you have not paid attention where they are and what they are doing. Im toy v'im ra, And you should know that it's all your fault. You leaders, the king has tremendous power and influence, and the fact that you have not taken advantage of your power to guide them in the Derech HaYashar, you are responsible, and you will suffer the consequence of your actions or of your inaction. I will visit upon you for your evil deeds. Okay, pasuk, next pasuk. Pasuk, Gimel.
Them, or
in action, both. I think it's saying both. It says two things. Both things. I think it says both. Look at the pause. If you look at the pasuk seems to say the word tadichu means to push them off the cliff. And then when it says loifikadetem osam, it means you did not, you did not, what?
Neglected
them. Neglect and act and actually pushing them in the wrong way. Two things, two separate
passive and active,
both of them, and therefore they're going to suffer the consequence. Now these next sukkim are beautiful sukkim. It's a ray of light in a sea of darkness, where it refers to Mashiach. Okay, this, according to most, is a question. Unfortunately, does this refer to the time of the Bayis Sheni, or does the next series of Pesukim refer to not the Bayis Sheni, but the ultimate time of Mashiach? And here we begin a collection of Pesukim that reveal some of the secrets of what's going to happen in time of Mashiach from the perspective of Yirmiyahu. Each one of the Nevi'im, when they talk about Mashiach, they have a different perspective. No two Navi expresses himself in the same expression. Everyone has a different look at what it's going to look like. So here's Yirmiyahu's perspective, and there's not much. Yeshaya, there's a lot of discussion in Yeshaya what Mashiach will look like. But here it's from a different person. Vani, I, Akabetz, will gather as She'eris Tzayni Mikol Haratzos, the remnant of my flock from all of the lands, Asher He dachti oisam sham, where I have pushed them there. V'hashi voisi eshen al no nivehen. What? And I will restore them. I will where they have been driven. That's hidachti. V'hashi voisi eshen. I will restore them al upon nivehen, their abode, upon their land. Ufaru viravu, and they will multiply and increase. Pasuk dalet. V'akimosi alehem roim. I will establish for them shepherds. When you see in Klal Yisrael, it's a very interesting point, when you see in Klal Yisrael leadership, a tkufa, where there are new leaders rising and guiding Klal Yisrael, you know Mashiach is around the corner. So what would you say today? Today, do we have leaders? I don't know. I think it's pretty weak. No? I don't know. In the Jewish world, of course, it says here something very fascinating. It says over here, "V'hakimosi." He's talking about the coming of Mashiach. "V'hakimosi." I will cause to rise up among you, roim shepherds. The shepherds are the leaders. Viraun, and they will guide you. They will pasture you. Are we holding at that time? I'm telling you, we say Mashiach is around the corner. Everything that can possibly needs to happen already has happened. But has this pasuk happened? Can we
possibly
really?
In the past, not today.
Not today. Why not? What in the past? Yeah. But this is seemingly something which is necessary for the time of Mashiach.
I know, that's what I mean. So it should happen.
Should have happened. So, but where do we find ourselves today? You don't want to say anything bad about the Rabbanim and the Gedolei Yisrael, but I think there's a certain sense today. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I don't want to say anything bad. There's a certain sense today that we don't have leadership.
Well, they say you get the leadership you deserve.
Is that really true? Is that really true?
Well,
in the previous generations,
have leaders appropriate.
What does that mean? That's a very abstract statement. If you have good leaders, the good leaders will whip you into shape. So we don't want leaders.
Great leaders of the past might not be successful in
So we need great leaders for this generation who are highly influential and highly respected and very righteous to guide us. Can we really say about this generation what it says, Vakimosi Alehem Royim Viraum, and the leaders will guide them, will pasture them? Do we have respect for our leaders today? I don't know. So maybe we're not living in times of Mashiach. That's what's scary over here. This is from his perspective. V'lo yiru'u od, and when this happens, we will no longer be afraid. V'lo yechatu, and we will no longer be terrified. The word yechatu also means be afraid. V'lo yipokedu, and we will not. And again, the word over here is a play on the word. It's been used multiple times. Here, the word yipokedu means to be missing. V'lo yipokedu ish. Okay, that's it's all related, but notice when it's the third time being used. Hashem says you have failed to be the leaders have failed. Therefore I'm gonna punish the leaders with the word Yinei Foikade. And when Mashiach comes, Veloyi Pokedun Um Hashem, there will be nothing missing in Klal Yisrael. This is the third time this word what?
No child left behind.
No child left behind in Chanami. So this is the third time this word is being used very poetically in these three psukim. Next.
How would you contrast the Hashem? We have a little gift of Kedar Kishmor Gedar.
Yeah.
So we had Hashem, I seen, when Ishmael and Saras, Yiftah, Gedar, all the others, Hashem picked the leader for the, even what's it called? Hashem picked the leader
for that dar. Okay.
The Torah came, the Jews went down.
But they had a leader. Do we have a leader today? Is there any one person today that can say something that will be respected by the entire Klal Yisrael? Is there anyone that could unite today? Klal Yisrael is splintered into so many groups.
I don't know if Hashem has picked anybody.
Not about being picked. I don't want to talk about being picked. Are there natural leaders that have influence and have respect that can bring Klal Yisrael together to accomplish great things? I don't see it. I mean, each group has their leader. But their leader, you see, the way my impression, I could be totally wrong, is everyone is very limited. Everyone is very confined.
How could it be possible for any one leader?
Well, in past generation, was it possible?
I think be thinking in a somewhat rose-colored way of that previous generation. I think they were probably just...
They were smaller. Right. Well, the population was much smaller, so it wasn't. The challenge was not as difficult. But there's no question that the leaders in previous generation, they definitely had influence over groups that were outside their Dalet Amos. Today we have our own. We don't want to hear what you have to say. No, I don't know. But okay, let's go for it. I want to dwell on this. It's an observation. We're now talking about Mashiach, and the coming of Mashiach is going to be preceded with this expression, I will establish Aleihem Royim Viraum. V'lo yiru'u v'od v'lo yechatu v'lo yipak v'pokedu v'dum Hashem. And now come the next pasuk. This pasuk we had before. We have Hinei Yom B'dum Hashem. And then, and after we have that Hakdama, and then Mashiach will appear. Mashiach will suddenly appear. V'hinei yamim b'amnum Hashem v'hakimosi l'David. I will establish for David a tzemach tzaddik, a sprout, a man that is a sprout of a tzaddik. Umolach melech, he will be a king. The his skill, he will be wise. The awesome mishpat utztaka ba'aretz, and he will do mishpat utztaka ba'aretz, period. Biyamav in his days of Mashiach, tivasha Yehuda, the Yisrael, yishkoy levedach. He said this pasuk in the tefillah for the Medina, right? They say this pasuk always very often. Biyamav tivasha Yehuda, the Yisrael yishkoy levedach. They don't say the end of the pasuk, maybe it's a different pasuk. V'zeh shemo asher yikru'u, and this is the name that they will call him, Hashem Tzidkenu. Now that does not mean to say they're going to call Mashiach God. They're not going to say Mashiach, you are Hashem Tzidkenu. It means that they're going to see in Mashiach, there's a very powerful pasuk, they're going to see in him the ability to say Hashem Tzidkenu, make us righteous. There are many interpretations of what this means, but it's very misleading. As you can imagine, the Christians, they take this to say that Mashiach is God. Right? Mashiach is is God itself. Because the pasuk, if you read the pasuk the wrong way, without the Masarv Chazal, that's really what the pasuk says. Hashem, they're going to call Mashiach God. No such thing. A human being is not God. Does not exist such a thing. What it means is, they're going to see in Mashiach, through Mashiach, they're going to be able to be makir Hashem Tzidkenu. It is Hashem who makes us righteous. But the human being, the Basar V'dam, is only a vehicle, is only a way, a means of coming to be makir, the MS, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Hashem Tzidkenu. Being that this human being is what is accomplishing this feat, we're going to call this human being Hashem Tzidkenu. Okay, so this is really jam-packed here with a lot of depth in what in these psukim. Let's see over here, the Mefarsh, let's see over here what it says in the Mitzudos David, starting with Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, it says, Vani Akabet, so v'chasti Akabet Hasheris, and in those days, through my kindness, I will ingather, kiru miyuchu yichlu ma'at yisharu. So it's a very frightening prophecy, according to the Mitzudos, that in the time of Mashiach, the vast majority of Klal Yisrael will disappear. Yichlu Uma'at Yeshar, only a small number will remain when Mashiach comes. That's why it says here the She'eris, the remnant. Next pasuk Bahashi Vasi, Ashi Vasam al Miduram Vishama Yirbu. I will return them to their dwelling, to Eretz Yisrael. So that's called, he's translating the word Nivehen, their abode, as a Modor. A Modor is a dwelling place, and there they will multiply. Pasuk Dal Vahakim Osi, Ani Akim Lachem Royim Kesherim. I will then establish shepherds. Vein Yiru Oysam Lahanhigam Bederech Hayosh, they will guide them Derech Hayosh, Velo Yiru, Vilchem Lo Yiru, Od Min Hoakum. They will not be afraid of the goyim, v'lo yishmeru, v'lo yunechsarim. They will not be broken. They will not be lacking. Vakimos to David, akim le David mizaroi tzemach tzadik. I will cause a sprout to come blossom forth from the seed of David, a tzaddik. Who is the tzaddik? Ze melech hamashiach umelech molach, and he will rule melech. He will rule umolach melech. Melech Yimloch al Yisrael v'yitzliach v'yasem mishpat utzdak, will be successful. B'yamav b'imei hamashiach tivashah gam Yehuda. Here is a very important pasuk. It says tivashah Yehuda v'Yisrael, the restoration of the Aseres Hashvatim, which is really a big machlokes in the Gemara. Will they come back? But it says here Yehuda v'Yisrael. Gam Yehuda v'gam Yisrael yishkolu b'yartzem levetach v'loy kimoy b'bayis shenish lochozak kiim Yehuda. In the time of the Bayis Sheni, it was only Yehuda. Yisrael the Aseres Hashvat did not yet come back. V'zeh Shemo, what is the name of Mashiach? Mashiach has many, many names. In fact, Mashiach is a nutrikin for all the names. The Mem stands for Menachem. Yud stands for Yinoin. Shin stands for Shemesh? Is it called Shemesh? Mashike. The Yud stands for Yinoin, and the Ches stands for Chanina. Chanina. The Mashiach stands for all different names, and here is another name. Zesh Mozel Mashiach Hashem Yikurosam Yisrael Hashem Tzidkenu Hashem Yatzdik Oysanu B'yamav Shalzeh. May Hashem make us righteous. There will be a desire to be a tzaddik, and they will see in this individual the ability, the yearning. He will bring out the best in Klal Yisrael. He will bring out the yearning of every single man to become a tzaddik, and every man will recognize that he needs Hashem's assistance in achieving righteousness. So they're going to call him Hashem Tzidkenu. Let's see the Rashi, v'lo yipokedu, in those days, no one will be lacking. When Mashiach will come, there will be no fear, no terror. V'lo yipokedu no Hashem, v'lo yachsiru. L'shoin v'lo nifkad bimenu ish, there was no one missing in the Melchemes Midyan. The word v'hiskil means v'yatzliach, to be successful. Success is haskalah. Hashem Tzidkenu, Hashem Matzdik Oysanu B'yomov Shalzeh, may Hashem make us righteous in the day of this person. Rashi, if you notice, being very, very precise. Rashi, B'yomov Shalzeh, do not make a mistake and think that they're going to call Mashiach God. it's very clear, Rashi. Biyomov shows that Rashi here is jabbing, is stabbing the Christians in his time. Rashi lived in very, very, very violent, very, very violent times when during the Crusades. The Crusades, when they came to go and take the according to historians, the official reason of the Crusades was to take back the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That's where they believe Yashka is buried. So it was all about Yashka. And Yashka they called God, the Son of God. Rashi is saying they're going to call him Hashem Tzidkenu. This is one of the psukim that they use. They call the Yashka, they call, you see, he's called God. They're going to call Mashiach Hashem Tzidkenu. He is the righteous God. Rashi says, no. That's not what it means. It means, B'yamav shel zeh, in the days of this man, Mashiach, Klal Yisrael will say that God, Hashem, Matzdik Oisanu. Hashem should make us righteous. So here in a few words of Rashi, Rashi over here is coming to tell them, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know how to read a pasuk in Navi. Alright, we have to stop over here. We'll do tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, the Radak, on these pasukim tomorrow. Alright, today we're going to go back for another day of Basar B'Chalaf. Yesterday we did the